This is my second lesson on what Jesus said about money, riches, and poverty. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 24, tells us that the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God." Those that trust in riches, how hard it is for them to trust in God. If you're trusting in your wealth, if you're trusting in your big bank account in order to find favor with God, you might as well forget it. Job asked a question in chapter 36 and verse 19. Job asked, "Will he esteem your riches?" "No, sirree, Bob. Not even your gold. God doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your wealth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the hills upon which the cattle are grazing. God is not looking for us to support him." Listen to what Boaz said to Ruth. In Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given you of the Lord God of Israel, under whom's wing you have come to trust." And Job says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And Psalms tells us, "And they that know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek you." And then again in Psalms, the 20th chapter, tells us that some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Oh my God, I trust in you. You can trust in Jesus. He will never fail you. Jesus warned the people about putting their trust in riches. So what did Jesus say about riches? In Matthew chapter 13, he said that there would be some who would receive the word, but the deceitfulness of riches would choke the word, and they would become unfruitful. And then again in Matthew the 19th chapter, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven." And then in Luke chapter 1 and 53, the Bible tells me, "The rich he has sent away empty." And then Luke chapter 6, he says, "Woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation." Have you ever wondered what Jesus meant when he used the phrase, "You have your consolation"? You do know that Jesus said, "He that overcomes will have a crown of life." We who overcome and serve him get a crown of life. But what about those who don't overcome? What about those who do not get the crown? Do they get a consolation prize? I think that maybe this is what Jesus was referring to. The rich, even though they missed the crown of life, their wealth, their riches, their wealthy lifestyle is their consolation prize. How sad it is that many today would trade the crown of eternal life for the beggarly riches of this old world. But many are doing it. "Though he was rich, yet he became poor, that we through his poverty could become rich." And then we read in Luke chapter 18, when Jesus speaking to the rich man, the Bible says he loved him. And when he told him to sell all that he had and give to the poor, he went away sorrowful because he had much wealth. Jesus didn't want him to give it all away. He just wanted him to liquidate, turn his assets into liquidity, so that he would be able to help the poor, the needy, the widow, the fatherless. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.